Welcome back here in the huddle right here on 101.3 The Game and 1013thegame.com. Very excited to continue on our second installment of Behind the Scenes Tuesday. You know, there's a lot of people that make our games happen when our games are actually happening. So I want to go out to the TikTok Jewelers guest line and look at another guy who does a lot behind the scenes at the University of Vermont. It's our buddy Nick Hall, whose official title is the Director of Athletic Communications and Broadcasting for the college. So, Nick, how are you?
I'm doing great. Thanks for having me.
Well, I appreciate you joining us. And you got some work cut out for you to top Austin Dunham last week from the equipment department. So we'll see where you can go. Kind of give us the background on your description. It's a fancy title. What's your job description?
So I'm sort of a hybrid here at UVM. So typically in college athletics, there's sort of a video department and media relations or SIDs. And so I've been at UVM for the last decade and really had experience in on both sides of things. I started off as a video intern here, so sort of as the video technology emerged and the AmeriCorps basketball contract developed with ESPN, my role sort of evolved to the point where I'm sort of overseeing our media relations, but also overseeing the ESPN basketball broadcast.
You've done a lot behind the scenes. You set up things like Catamount TV and, again, the games on the ESPN platforms. Have you ever had a desire to get behind the mic and call games yourself?
Actually, not play-by-play, but I have done. I did a little bit of color commentary early in my tenure here. We used to do games for men's and women's hockey on WCA Extra, their sort of digital channel.
Okay.
And so I actually called a couple games with Mike McCune. I really enjoyed it, but I'd say my mother-in-law told me that she could tell I cared too much the way I called the game. So I figure it's best for me to stay away from that in terms of officiating and all those other things that might come out of my mouth.
See, I think it's okay to be a little homerish when you're on the hometown broadcast. The national broadcast is where you got to be down the line, but I think you would have been okay to be a little bit of a homer.
Yeah, it was more, I think she could tell, like, it was more like when they'd ice the puck, like, you could tell that I was disappointed. So it might have even been more of a thing where, like, you wouldn't want to walk down the hallway and see the coaches they maybe heard how frustrated you were at the second straight icing or something.
When the America East announced the partnership with ESPN, and we watch a lot of men's and women's basketball games on there, we've seen lacrosse on there in the conference title game a couple of years ago, how much extra work did that put onto your plate?
Quite a bit, to be honest with you. I mean, it's absolutely been worth it, but it completely shifted what we did as a department. So Pete Estes and myself, traditionally, at the time, we both had SID roles. He was the SID for men's basketball. I was the SID for women's hockey. And with the workload coming in, it just became untenable for us to be media relations at that point. So there was a pretty steep learning curve. That was probably the hardest part of getting up to speed with sort of the graphic protocols and figuring out how you call in and connect before games. And obviously, and honestly, staffing as well. We usually have a staff anywhere between 5 to 8 part-timers that are helping us out with everything from play-by-play to audio to camera operators. So it was a big learning curve. But now sort of the biggest, I don't want to call it a hurdle, but for us is basically, you got to build the broadcast, as you would well know, building these shows. So for the graphics, you have to update all the stats for both teams. You have to figure out what you're going to talk about. You're going to sort of ID what the key points of the game are. And especially as we got late in the season here or in February, you sort of have to have all those playoff scenarios down and different graphics ready to go, depending on who wins the 1 o'clock game and who wins the 4 o'clock game. So it's definitely been a challenge, but it's something that I feel like we've done a really good job of, and we've gotten to the point where we're really proud with the product we're putting on ESPN3 and ESPN+.
Well, you know, we obviously want people to listen to basketball right here on 101.3 The Game, but if they are inclined to watch the TV version, I want to ask this question. If you are, if you're a parent who's listening and you have a child who's going to UVM or might be going to UVM, or you're a kid yourself who wants to go to UVM, I think a lot of people just assume that when these games are on ESPN platforms, ESPN brings in a giant crew and they do it all themselves and you guys just kind of facilitate it. But is there a chance for students on campus to get involved in helping you do all the things you just talked about?
Yeah, 100%. I would say we've sort of had, it's different every year. At UVM, there isn't really a dedicated communications major. So we're no, like schools like Syracuse or Northeastern sort of have their huge pick of interns and co-op students that are sort of ready to go, whereas we more so get like English majors or film studies majors who are really interested in sports, which is great, but the quantity and quality varies every year. But typically on a broadcast where we're not sort of during a Thanksgiving break or January break, easily half of our staff are students. We have actually had some students from Champlain College as well.
Wow.
It's sort of one of those things where certainly anyone who has interest on that in being involved in the community should reach out to me, and we make it work with a variety of people throughout the community.
Nick Hall, Director of Athletic Communications and Broadcasting, with us here on the Huddle Behind the Scenes Tuesday on 101.3 The Game and 1013thegame.com. What's something that people in your department don't know about your job? When you look at the guy down the hall and go, I wish he knew I was really doing this. What's that thing?
That's a really good question. especially now with the renovations, actually, all the head coaches are now sort of in the hallway with us. So it's even more a pertinent question about what they may or may not know that we do. And I think I would say the biggest thing is sort of how much of our job is 24/7. Like, we're always monitoring social media to see what student athletes are doing, to see what other schools are doing. I actually just got an alert from one of our colleagues in the conference that Kansas football is doing some really great things, highlighting the support staff that's involved with their program.
That's so because that's Kansas football is 0-14 every year, Nick. They need to do great social media things.
Fair enough. We try to model ourselves off those departments, sort of have the bigger staff, the bigger budgets, and sort of see how we can do our own version, or in many cases, do it better. Like Pete Estes obviously does amazing video work for us, and I'm sure you may have seen the video he put out, I think, a couple weeks ago now. And that was sort of originally an idea that Georgia football did, and then Pete took it and sort of hit it out of the park with a UVM version. So we're always sort of scoping out other entities for ways to do things, and I think that's something that the coaches and staff around our department probably don't realize, that we're sort of always in an ongoing process of trying to take in new ideas and figure out how to make it work for the school.
You know, John Becker, Jeff Shulman, Kevin Sneddon, when he was at UVM, we've had all of those guests on, and a lot of the players as well. Who's the best personality in Catamount Country that maybe we don't have on regularly that we need to?
Wow, that is a great question. The best personality. My favorite, and it might be because he's in the office quite a bit and I've worked with him the whole time, but Jerry Knoyer, who's our head swimming and diving coach, is just, he's hilarious. He can sort of make a joke out of everything. Like, he can talk about the Patriots with you. He can talk sports. He loves to sort of get under people's skin a little bit. And I think he's just sort of that perfect personality where when it's a stressful Tuesday afternoon, like, he sort of has that ability to sort of put you at ease. And he's definitely someone, and we can connect you with him, that you should talk to and just sort of pick his brain, because he's fantastic.
Look, I want Jake Marsh to stay as our radio broadcaster for a long time. I want Michael Lear to stay with hockey and Mora to stay with women's basketball. But if any of them ever leave, how can we get Rich in to call UVM games? So how can we go through – what's the application process like for a 58-year-old?
That's a great question. That's actually something that usually isn't part of my job description.
Okay.
So Vermont Sports Properties sort of handles our radio talent, and it's sort of a joint decision between them and Jeff Shulman and Krista Bailo. But
fine. How can we get him on ESPN3? Is that your department, isn't it?
That is my department, yeah.
So how can we get Rich on there then? We'll knock Bernie Siplicki out for a day.
As color or play-by-play?
Oh, Rich would like to do play-by-play, so if I we'll knock out Rob Ryan for a day. We're all friends, so we can knock out Rob for a day.
Yeah, well, Mora, Michael, and Jake also sort of have aspirations to do those ESPN games. So I think the issue we often run into is, like, we'll run into, like, the Saturday in February when Mora's on the road with women's basketball, Michael's on the road. Like, we run into situations where, like, we don't have anyone for that given Saturday, but it's sort of every other day, like on a Wednesday night when we have an America East game, we sort of have four or five people, and I'd add Rich to the mix, six, that'd be interested in doing it. So if anyone wants to run a camera or learn graphics, that's, or replay, really, that would be where we need people the most.
Well, maybe we can start Rich at an internship level and see if we can move him up.
Yeah, we can talk.
So, Nick, we appreciate all the work you do at UVM. Basically, people behind the scenes should know that a lot of the interviews that we do get from Catamount Country on this show are a result of Nick and his department. We appreciate all the video content that you guys put out. You'll see us link to tweets that the Catamounts have put out. A lot of that is, again, coming from Nick's department. So, Nick, we appreciate it, and appreciate you stopping by Behind the Scenes Tuesday.
Yeah, thanks for having me, and I hope all the listeners and yourself stay healthy and happy in this tough times.